Big news! Wayfair's end of season sale is here. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair. Plus amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals on home finds in every style. This is your last chance to score end of season savings, and it's happening now. Did we mention fast shipping on everything? Don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off now through September 2nd.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey there, are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's end of season sale is here and you can shop it from your couch. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair, like up to 50% off outdoor furniture and decor and up to 70% off area rugs, plus amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals on Wayfair home finds in every style. And get it all with fast shipping on everything right to your door. From furniture to faucets, this is your last chance of the season to score huge deals at Wayfair. Don't let the final days of summer pass you by without shopping these end-of-season savings. So don't wait. Like summer, these savings won't last. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off everything home. Celebrate your holiday weekend with can't-miss savings before they run out. Shop Wayfair's Labor Day clearance now through September 2nd at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Welcome to Transformative Taskmaster, the podcast by fans, for fans, and about fans. This week, TK is talking to ad break compiler Jazz. Together, they're discussing the lost ad break links that disappeared from YouTube starting in Series 11, and why there's so much demand for them to come back.
Hello, Jazz, and welcome to the Transformative Taskmaster podcast.
Hiya!
Woo! So glad to have you here today.
I'm glad to be here.
Yes, and we are glad that you're here today because you have provided the community with what I consider to be a very important piece of media that a lot of people will now miss if they only watch Taskmaster on YouTube, I believe. So
yeah, and streaming services, but yeah.
and streaming services, yes. So we are going to talk today about the ad breaks. So ad breaks in this case are the bits of the show where in the studio Greg will throw, Greg will throw to ad breaks. He'll say, you know, we need to have a break, so go watch some ads and we'll be back in a few minutes or whatever. I believe, actually, I don't know if this is true or not. Maybe you can tell me, but the places that I watch Australian Taskmaster and New Zealand, does New Zealand do it? I know for sure Australia does it, is that they keep the throws to ad breaks in. And Taskmaster UK used to keep the ad breaks in. But I think, was it around Series 8? 9?
Series 11 is when they started.
11.
Cutting the ad breaks out.
Right.
And from then on.
Yes. Now, we have talked in the past, on this podcast specifically, about how you are missing a lot of lore if you're missing the throws to ad breaks. So The community really wanted to have a way to watch the ad breaks because they exist. They just cut them out for places that it wouldn't make sense to have an ad break in, such as streaming services and YouTube. So you took up the mantle and you were like, I'm going to make these little compilations of ad breaks so that people can watch them, which we are very grateful for. So tell us about the process of when did you decide that you were going to be the one to do that project, and tell us about what it's been like to do that project.
I think it was not that long after I joined our group chat that we just organically discussed the ad breaks and how they get cut out, and I was like, well, maybe we can compile them or something. I was like, well, I already have too much time on my hands most of the time, so why don't I do it? And I have like very, very basic understanding of like working with video projects, programs and stuff. And I figured, well, it just has to be basic, like an archival thing so that people can refer back to it for just for funsies, or in our cases for like fanfic, other fan works, whatever you can think of. And so I was like, okay, this doesn't need to be the most prettiest thing. It's just very functional in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so I just started. I don't remember which video I did start, but I just went ahead at some point when I caught up with all of the current UK series. I went ahead and went back through the past. I think, now that I remember, I started with series 11, I'm pretty sure, and then went on until series 17 back then, which is like a year ago, I think, pretty much.
Yeah.
And then I went back to the past and went through those, then realized that there were copyright issues, but that's beside the point, so I couldn't upload them to YouTube. Then also went through New Zealand and Australia to do these. And now we're here. And there's a bunch of that stuff on YouTube or other avenues if you are so inclined.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'll definitely be asking you about, like, analytics and copyright struggles later after our games section. But for now, let's go back to what you said about, you know, its relevance in giving us more fanfic, fodder, and also lore in the Taskmaster universe. So what are your highlights or some of your favorite bits in Throws to Ads that come to mind for you?
Something like a tiny thing from the analytics, which is nothing that I wanted to get into later, is that most of the shippy stuff, as I could say, is the most stuff that gets repeated or clicked on the most in my videos.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that people are referring back to those a lot and enjoy them. And of course, those also give a lot of lore. Like, hell, you can always mention the kiss from series 6.
Yep.
And there are so many moments, and just the way that the two interact, which if the ad breaks aren't there, it's just one big bit of the show that is missing with them interacting. And especially Greg writing them, as far as I know from some interview a few years ago, I'm not sure, Greg mentioned that he's the one writing them. Mm-hmm. So it's I don't want to say even worse, but it's just a tiny bit of Greg that contribute. No, wait, words. It's just a tiny smidge that Greg also gets to contribute in writing that gets cut away, and it's unfortunate. And I think, yeah, many people enjoy them. And I think I'm waffling around right now.
No, you're good. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Because I feel like a lot of the writing and what I assume is on the auto cue is Alex writes stuff. And I feel like for the most part, it's mostly generic, you know, talking about here's what the next task is going to be. There's always a clever pun, or there's almost always a clever pun for whatever the task is going to be, introducing contestants. I'm not sure if Greg writes those. I think maybe he does.
He might, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I think he has never made a comment on that.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it is really nice to see Greg writing, being involved in the writing process for the ad breaks, which is really fun. And there's also some just really wild stuff in those. I keep calling them throws to ad breaks, but I'm just gonna call them ad breaks and people will know what I'm talking about. But there's some really unhinged stuff in those, because at one point he, and I think if I remember correctly, it's from series 17 maybe, where he throws to an ad break and then he gets up and bodily throws Alex into the crowd.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, yeah, clearly it's not Alex. Yeah, it's not Alex. It's like, a puppet or mannequin or body double. Whatever, you know, human-sized puppet or whatever you call it. And it's like, what's happening? So,
and
yeah.
And why?
And isn't that always the question? But it is funny because those types of things are obviously things that Greg has to be keyed in on. Like, Greg and Alex both have to be keyed in on this because Alex has to leave, obviously, replace himself with the body double, and then Greg has to throw the thing off stage. And there's a few instances where this happens both inside and outside of ad breaks, you know, with the spray tans and the matching ponytails and the harness that Alex wears and all this kind of stuff. So there are places where they have to cooperate in order to do these bits. And it's only a little frustrating because in the first ever New York City Q&A that Greg and Alex went to in 2024.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone tried to ask that question of, like, how does that, like, come together when you have to, like, cooperate on doing these types of things? And Greg is like, I want to be clear, like, none of this is planned. You know, Alex will just say stuff and then I have to work with it. And we're like, no, you didn't understand the question. Like, there are clearly places where something will happen that it has already been pre-communicated about, that you are going to do this thing together. And we want to know about those things specifically. And so, you know, if we ever get Greg on the podcast, I'll make sure that we're clearer in that question.
Yeah, we need to drill down into that narrative, especially.
Yes. Now, as far as the ad breaks themselves, there are, like you said, a lot of, you know, fanfic fodder and stuff. There's the whole kiss where, if you don't know what we're talking about, just look up Series 6, Episode 6, Greg and Alex Kiss, or something. That's probably going to get you where you need to go. But it is a whole thing, and it's just ridiculous. Like, they really drag it out, and it's incredible. And I remember a while ago, I don't remember, I was on our group chat talking about something, and one of the pictures from our group chat, I'm just gonna show off some Coom merch really quick, but, like, focus.
There's not even a face apart from the button.
Focus on the button, you stupid camera, bruh. Okay, well, you get the idea.
Put a hand behind it. Yeah, okay,
there we go.
Oh.
Kind of, almost.
It did it for us a split second.
Anyway, you get the idea. Anyway, that's the kiss. And, like, we all just call it the kiss. And there have been a couple now, technically. But this is the kiss. And it's such, like, a monumental thing. And it's such a big deal to us in the, you know, shipping community. And there was, like, a picture of it up or something. And my partner was just idly glancing over at my computer, and he was like, what's that from? And I was like, it's from the kiss. And he's like, what kiss? And I was like, when Greg and Alex kissed in series 6. And he's like, I don't remember this. And I was like,
fuck.
How can you not remember the most important thing in history? So I had to go on YouTube and I
refreshed the memory.
Yeah, and just look it up. And I was like, here, this is. And he was like, wow, that's ridiculous. And I was like, that's the name of the show.
And it's just one bit of so many where it just, I remember that one scene, which was also an ad break thing when they came back. I think it was series 9. Yes. Where Greg is like, Alex, explain to me and just me what happened in the last task. And it drags on for like what feels like an eternity. And just one other moment of so many that get cut out. And well, in this case, since it's series 9, it didn't get cut out from the YouTube version. Mm-hmm. But I know for a fact that from like specific streaming services, I know that Netflix has them cut from series on. The very beginning. So theoretically, the people who've been watching it on Netflix have never seen the kiss or that scene or, yeah, many others.
That's so sad.
Yeah. And then I just imagine it, like, people watching the show and they're like, oh, I don't see how Greg and Alex can be shipped.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, you didn't see the parts that we always refer to or often.
Yep.
Which is the ad break stuff.
That yeah, just gets yeah. Removed. I was listening to the fourth episode. No, what episode was today? It was the
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Oh no, the sixth. Because Alex was fifth. So the sixth episode of this podcast, we talked about this a little bit where, you know, we talked about canon and lore, and we talked about how if you are not watching the ad breaks, you are missing like 60% of, you know, this weird lore, and especially mm-hmm. the shippy part of the lore. And yeah. So, yeah, you definitely kind of have to go digging for it a little bit, which is annoying. But that's one of the reasons that we are so appreciative of what you have done, because you have done compilations of them. So it's literally a whole series of, you know, series 15 ad breaks, series 16 ad mm-hmm. breaks, and you can just watch it all in one sitting, and it's great, and it's in order, so, you know, very
yeah.
user-friendly type of thing. Do you have any theories on why they started cutting ad breaks? Do you think it was for time, or do you think it was for, like, it just wouldn't make sense if you're watching it on something that doesn't have ads?
I wouldn't say time. I can't imagine that, because I think, or I would hope they know that we want to see everything they can show us. I know that, like, some people in our group chat were like, oh, we need Taskmaster XL where they show even more stuff. But yeah, I think it is we don't have ads in between, like, a streaming service. Well, used to not have that, and now we like cut them out so that it all is cohesive, I think is the word.
Mm-hmm.
Which on YouTube it used to not make quite sense, because there was a feature for someone who owns a channel to put ad breaks at specific times,
right?
So they could have used that. I don't know when YouTube removed that feature though, which very unfortunate. This would have been the perfect opportunity to keep the ad breaks in and have the ad, like, have actual ads in there,
mm-hmm.
make some bag. But yeah, the feature was removed, so they can't use that. And
yeah.
I know that some people also were like, oh, I don't like the ad breaks because of the little stab with the trumpets and stuff, and mm-hmm. they're like, oh no, I always get, some people watch Taskmaster fall asleep and they're like, oh, I always get woken up by these bits, so I'm glad that they're cut out. But what, yeah, I think it's mostly a,
what a weird thing to fall asleep to.
I have done it as well, I'll be honest. It's just, yeah, But yeah, I think it's ad breaks don't make sense in this regard, so it makes more sense to cut them out, which yeah. is unfortunate for us super fans, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think it would make a lot more sense to cut them out, especially if nothing really of note happened during them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm trying to think about... I don't remember what Jeremy Wells does for ad breaks. My gut reaction is that he just says something really boring. Like, you know, that's the end of part one. Bye.
Yeah, like something not as far as Greg goes, where he's like, when his Greg's most basic things are like, oh, now we submit to the throes of capitalism.
Yes.
I think Jeremy might be a little more, I don't want to say basic or boring, but yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And then Tom Gleason does this thing that I actually really like, where he sums up what's happening so far in the episode, and he'll say, you know, so far we've seen, you know, so-and-so do this, and so-and-so do this, you know, join us back after the ads to watch the rest of the task, or whatever. So uh-huh. I'm always, like, really impressed with that, because I know that, like we said earlier, like, Greg writes the ad breaks sections, and so it's always pre-planned. I mean, I assume always, maybe, you know, maybe they like, something really funny happens and they plug it into the auto cue at the last second. But I feel like, for the most part, they're pretty generic enough that Greg can just read it and they can use that for whatever ad they need to throw to, you know, at any time in the episode. But Tom Gleason, like, he goes throughout the episode just throwing to ads in a very precise manner, in which, like, he references what's already been happening in the episode, which I really like that he does that. I think it's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And it
also sets him a little bit apart in terms of style, which is also always very nice.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I don't know. I've been, you know, watching the current season of Australia Taskmaster, so. Mm-hmm. It's just been in my brain, I guess, more recently. But yeah, so it's pretty annoying that they started cutting the ad breaks out of the UK version. Are they cutting it out in other versions as well? Do you know? Because I know you've made compilations for New Zealand and Australia.
Yeah, they also cut those out. There was, like, a few instances where, I think it was, like, one or two in, like, one of the Australia seasons that are already available on YouTube, where they forgot to cut out the ad break, which I found hilarious.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh, hello darkness, my old friend. But yeah, otherwise they do cut them out, and... yeah, same unfortunate thing, which is also why I've compiled them and put them out on YouTube, if possible.
Right, yeah. Okay, so we're going to talk about your copyright struggles and more analytics and stuff. But before we get to that, it's time for our games section. Ooh. Okay. I feel like these are going to be so easy for you, but...
Oh god, you say that!
not to jinx you or anything, but... Okay, so we're going to play Fact or Fanfic. You know the deal, probably. I will read three things that Greg will have said to Alex, either in a fic or in real life, and you tell me if it's fact or fanfic. Okay, mm-hmm. Number one. Truth... Okay, I want you to eat this dog biscuit, or you can take the dare.
Oh, yeah, okay. Definitely fact. Oh, man.
Beautiful.
What a scene.
Yeah, just... I say it... I feel like I say this every time, but these boys truly just out here saying shit.
Yeah, and doing shit. He ate that dog biscuit. Just earlier, I had to show someone the key lime pie thing.
Oh, and they were like, what? Gorgeous.
What do you mean? What's the key lime pie thing? And I'm like, hang on a tick. And oh god, yeah, they just do that. It's very normal.
Yep, totally normal. Haha, comedy.
Haha, comedy indeed.
Okay. Number two. But of even greater importance, I especially enjoyed that you somehow managed to get tied to a chair again. You seem to have made a habit of that, haven't you, little Alex?
This sounds like it definitely refers to the task where Alex got tied up by Rod. And I don't think it happened a second time, so I think it's fanfic.
Ding ding. Yes. Ha! That one's from The Final Score by When Life Gives You Lemons.
Such a good one.
Such a good one. Oh my gosh. I really got sucked into that fic, and I was like, locked in.
Yep.
All right, number
waiting for the last chapters. Ooh.
I know, right? Number three. That's all a smokescreen. We are lovers.
Fact, 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 fact.
I told you these were easy.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought they would be worse. And then my colander brain would kick in and I wouldn't remember shit.
Okay.
Oh, God. Yeah, we are lovers. Mm-hmm.
Normal.
Yep.
A totally normal thing to say to your coworker / boss.
Yeah. Saying this out loud is
totally normal. All right, great. Good job. You get a little trophy on the website. Okay, so let's continue the conversation and let's dive into some of the maybe struggles that you have had with copyright. I know that when you post in our group chat, sometimes you'll be like, all right, y'all, wish me luck. You know, and we're all like crossing our fingers that it'll go okay. But so what exact type of copyright issues have you been running into with YouTube? Because I feel like I have not really ever uploaded anything that had copyright issues except for stuff where it was like, yeah, you're using like this pop song, and I was like, oh right, of course, like,
yeah,
god forbid I make an AMV. Yeah. But yeah, go ahead.
Been there. But yeah, since I want to preface this, I use copyrighted material. It's not mine. Completely fair that they copyright strike this. Well, they're not striking it, but it gets claimed by Content ID. It's completely fair. I do not want to make money from this. I don't make money from this. The thing is that from what I can see, they upload the full episodes on YouTube as well, so that the stuff that is not on the official channel, in terms of ad breaks and stuff and any other cut stuff, theoretical, also can be claimed by Content ID. Because otherwise, if they didn't upload it themselves, they couldn't be able to be like, hey, YouTube, this is our stuff. So yeah, they do upload the full episodes somewhere, but hide them. And yeah, it's gotten from series 1 to series 10, I wasn't able to upload anything, which I assume is because Dave has way more stringent copyright rules. And now with Avalon, at first it was fine, and it's really started with series 17 where I've got issues, where I've had issues, I should say, where just like random bits and bobs just got claimed, and they were like, oh, you can't show this, or you can publish this at all. I'm like, shit. And then I try to cut around them, which I always find very sad because it means it's not a complete compilation, which means people don't see everything. And it's at some points, I can't remember quite which videos were, I would have to check our group chat, But some of them, it got so bad that if I re-uploaded something where the claims, where I removed the claims, then there were new claims would come up. And I was like, holy hell, just give me everything so that I can cut out everything.
Yeah, just give it all in one go.
Yeah, please. And I think it was the most recent, was it Australia or New Zealand? The last one I uploaded. Oh my god, I am horribly unprepared, it seems. It was New Zealand series 4 that just finished uploading on, finished uploading on YouTube itself, which I then wanted to throw a compilation out for. And yeah, where with the last one that I wanted to upload, it did the same thing, where it was like, oh, here are 5 more bits. And then it's like, sometimes it was 5-second bits that got content ID claimed. And it was just such a hassle. And at some point from, I think the NZ compilations end up being like 30-minute videos in full. I think at the end it was like a 5-minute compilation. And at that point, I was just like, okay, I cannot put this on YouTube. This is ridiculous at this point. And so, yeah, I never was able to upload that one. And it made me sad. Well, it's how it is. It's not my content. And it's fair that they claim it and stuff.
Right. There's only so much you can do. Yeah. But it is frustrating because it is stuff that we do want to see. And if they're not releasing it, then how are we supposed to watch it? And especially those of us in countries outside of the UK or outside of Australia, you know, outside of whatever country that the show is airing on television, you know, because like I only ever watch Taskmaster on not television, you know, on my computer. So how am I going to inhale that content if not for people like you, you know? So, yeah.
That can be
definitely frustrating. But you have gotten a big, significant chunk of stuff up on YouTube, which, bless.
I'm glad that for everything that is still up, sometimes I had to retroactively edit stuff out, but it kind of works, so I'm good with that. Glad for everything that is still there and can be seen on YouTube, readily available and easily accessible.
For sure. So talk to me a little bit about the analytics side. I know that you said earlier that most of the most played or frequently played or whatever it's called bits are like the shippy stuff, which makes sense in my mind because I'm definitely in that category. But what other types of trends have you been noticing?
I can tell you for sure that the UK stuff is definitely being watched the most. I assume because it is the main, most popular.
Yeah, the original.
And the NZ and Australia stuff is far behind. But I still, I originally started out with New Zealand, so it's very near and dear. And I shall not abandon it.
We love New Zealand. Yes. We love it.
And now that I'm checking, the more recent stuff is more clicked, and then it heavily also depends on what gets shared around on social media, which, how to put it? Most of my views that come from external sources are funnily enough from Reddit, which I was a little bit surprised by, but I will take it. I'm not mad. I'm happy that they get shared around and people find them.
Yeah.
And So yeah, whenever people posted on Reddit, or I think it was once or maybe twice that I was like, hey, this is me, I upload these videos, please watch them. Because I know that some people on Reddit as well miss these ad breaks.
Mm.
Whenever some, like, it made its way into Reddit, there were big spikes in terms of views and stuff.
That's cool.
And yeah, now it's like, yeah, the most recent stuff that gets clicked the most. And, which, of course.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. My brain is starting to fry up.
Yeah, no, that's real.
Get stuff, fry brain.
Yes. Now, here's an interesting thing. On the Taskmaster official YouTube channel, there is now a playlist with a singular video in it at the time of this recording. And that video is basically a compilation of ad breaks.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Tell me what your thoughts on that are.
I'm super happy, honestly, because it seems like it somehow got to the team that these ad breaks are appreciated and we would like to see them, and having them available by the official YouTube channel will, of course, result in more people seeing them.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have the copyright issues because they are the copyright holders.
Yeah.
And yeah, I've checked the comments again today just to make sure, and most people were like, hey, we would love these compilations all the time, and please put the ad breaks back in the episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Some people being like, oh, I'm glad this is a compilation because I don't want them back in the episodes. But yeah, and considering that the video at, like, from what I checked today, the... Missing Links is what it was called.
Mm-hmm.
That video has like 144,000 views, which is not too bad considering that some Junior Taskmaster episodes have less views, which came around the same time.
Mm-hmm.
As well as some of the compilations or ultimate episodes, which I would expect more people would want to watch.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently the ad breaks are more, I don't want to say more desirable, but more appreciated, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, also I feel like ad breaks are, even though the video length may be the same as a Junior Taskmaster episode or another compilation video, I feel like it's almost easier to watch an ad break compilation just because it's very quick, bite-sized bits of content, and you can pretty much pause wherever you want in the video and then pick it back up, and it's not like you have to remember what has just happened, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that could be part of it, but I'm just speculating.
Mm-hmm. And we also had some batshit insane stuff in series 18 in terms of ad breaks.
Yeah.
So I can see why people might also want to come back for that.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And yeah, I guess if they are promoting little bits of it on social media and then redirecting people to click through to the full video, then that might also help get clicks.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know anything about that, so I'm not in charge of that kind of stuff for this podcast.
Yeah, I'm horrible at social media, which people might have realized when they tried to see updates on my ad break stuff.
Right.
I'm not good at keeping up with that stuff and be like, hey guys, this is what's been happening. I'm going to upload this soon. I'm trying my best, but I'm not very good at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good times. So I want to talk a little bit about something that is in the similar vein of the ad breaks, but a little bit different, which is the interstitials. But before we go to the interstitials, because that's pretty much the last bit before we wrap up, is there anything else that you'd like to talk about regarding ad breaks?
Good question. Marvelous question. That, yeah, no, I can't see anything on my list.
Nice. Okay, so maybe I'll have an episode on this podcast at some point that's just talking about interstitials, because they fascinate me. But the interstitials, for those people that aren't aware of what this word means, and I didn't know what this word means because until I, you know, we were asking about it in the group chat and somebody said that word and I had to Google it and look it up because I was like, I don't know what that means. And then I Googled it and it was no help at all because it like didn't say anything. And I was like, okay, what are interstitials? And they're like, they're, you know, when the assistant goes on the camera and they tell you what part you're about to be on or what part you're leaving before the ad break. So, you know, it's Alex waving at the camera and he's number two, you know, holds up a number two with his hands. Or, you know, the most recent, I think the most recent episode of Taskmaster Australia was, that I have watched at the time of recording this, was Lesser Tom balancing like red yoga balls on top of each other. And I was trying so hard to figure out how he was doing that, because I'm like, surely there must be some kind of string attaching them or something behind the balls attaching them or something. I could not figure it out. And I was like, that's just impressive. Like at this point, it was really cool. But I love the interstitials, and I am going to say something that might be controversial, but I enjoy the interstitials from the other countries more than I enjoy the UK interstitials. And that is not, and that is not to say that I do not enjoy Taskmaster UK interstitials, because I dearly, dearly love them. But Paul Williams and Tom Cashman are incredible people, and their interstitials are so clever. And again, not to say that Alex's aren't, but I feel like I've almost been oversaturated with Alex holding up one finger and then Alex holding up two fingers. And, you know, like, there's only so many times I can watch this man holding up three fingers before I'm like, okay, we get it. And obviously, I'm this is a joke. Like, I love all of Alex's interstitials. But I think, so I feel like somebody asked Tom Cashman once, like, do you come up with the ideas for the interstitials? And he said, yeah, sometimes I do. And sometimes it's other people. And, oh man, I should have asked Alex, actually, now that I think about it, I shouldn't have asked Alex who comes up with those. Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if he comes up with those as well. But
I feel like I wonder if he ever disclosed that, because I feel like in the back of my mind that it's like, oh yeah, Alex comes up with these, or tries a lot. Oh, yeah. That sounds so mean.
No, I know what you mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they're just really fun, you know? Like, they're, again, with 19 series coming up, not to mention all of the Champion of Champions series, like, again, it is really hard to keep coming up with new ideas and different things you can do for interstitials. One of my all-time favorite ones is from New Zealand, where Paul has, like, a bunch of marshmallows, and for whatever number of, like, segments that you're in, he puts another marshmallow in his mouth, so, like, you get to, like, the fourth, and he's putting four marshmallows, and I'm like, I can't, you can't do this to me, Paul. It's just, oh my gosh. Like, there, it's
Why
just.
Why are you playing interstitial chubby bunny?
Please let that be the title of this episode. Interstitial chubby bunny.
Feel free to.
So funny. Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm writing that down after we're done with this. But yeah, like, I mean, they're just, like, they're so good, and, like, and also some of them are really creepy. Like, recently Tom has had this what is it, a fisheye lens? Is that what it's called? I hate those things. I hate when you like come up to it and your like forehead is super big. I'm like, I don't like this. It makes you look so creepy. But yeah, and yeah, like interstitials, I feel like I really should just have a whole episode on it because there's so many different types of themes and ideas that they go with and props that they use, and it's all very cool. But yeah.
And what I also love a lot about them is the fact that I'm not 100% sure on New Zealand and Australia, but for the UK version, I moved my mic. that you see, like, the specific example I have in my brain right now is from Junior Taskmaster, where Mike Wozniak is in the caravan with a bunch of balloons, and you're just like, oh, he's having a fun time, nice, balloons, wee!
Yeah.
And then, like, in a few episodes down, it turns out that there's a task involving exactly that. Mm-hmm. Like, caravan full of balloons, yeah. Good luck.
Yeah.
And the way that they foreshadow certain tasks in these interstitials,
mm-hmm.
and then when you find out, you're like, oh, the pointing to the screen, yep. Meme. Oh shit, that's it. Yeah. And yeah, it's so much fun.
Yeah.
And the way that they sprinkle these in, and most of the time also keep them consistent throughout an episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's just lovely.
Yeah, and it must be super fun filming those. Like, I can only imagine mm-hmm. how much fun they would have doing that.
This and the B-roll for the task introductions. Ugh.
Yeah. Yep.
We should have an episode on those, I think.
I agree.
The interstitials and the B-roll. Some of those are so good.
Yeah, one of the ones for Mike that particularly stands out is when he's just sitting there spinning on the rotating disc.
Oh, yeah.
I loved that. That was so adorable. I really enjoyed that one.
Is he wheeling through the garden with, like, on a skateboard or something?
Oh, yeah. What is he
on? I remember he was on something that he was wheeling through the garden with.
Yeah.
And I remember
a wagon? Was it a wagon?
It might have just been a wagon, yeah. Because I remember when making the thumbnail for the ad break video, I was like, I always go through these interstitials and I'm like, what can I use? Mm. And I was trying so hard to find a frame where he's still.
Oh, I remember you talking about that, yeah. Because you're like, I really want to use this, but like, stop moving so fast.
Yeah. Some of these are harder than others when it comes to these interstitials and finding thumbnails.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Okay, well, yeah, I'll have to pitch that to the team for a future episode. It's just, let's talk about interstitials.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to wrap up our episode today. We always ask our guests if they have any fan work recommendations. Mm-hmm. So please, Jazz, tell me your fan work recommendations.
So, first one is a fanfic by the wonderful Illuminescence. Illuminescence? How do you pronounce it?
Illuminescence, yeah. Yeah. You're
Illuminescence,
right.
Okay. Yep. By the wonderful Illuminescence, the thing you'd most like to give a great big hug to and never let go.
So good.
Yes, I was so glad when this idea was picked up and executed so well by her, mm-hmm. and I'm forever grateful.
Yeah.
And then I went ahead and just got some rare pair suggestions, because we can always do that,
mm-hmm.
and they always need a little more love, and and the other one I was thinking of was A Little Bit Aggressive When I Flirt by Rope Memory, which is Will Anderson and Tom Cashman,
mm-hmm.
which is something that the both of us were very, very, very enthusiastic about. And I wish more people were like, oh, what do you mean they just suddenly talk about, whatever. You will have to watch Taskmaster Australia and please get behind it. Or It's just so much. It's a lot.
Yeah.
And then I have A Real Taskmaster by you. Or do you want me to say Lady Jekyll? Just making sure.
Whatever. I feel like at this point, people might as well know.
Okay.
If they haven't figured it out already.
So I have A Real Taskmaster by you, which is Jeremy Paul and Greg and Alex together, and I don't even have words. It's just so good, and we need more love for the Australian and New Zealand version. And
for sure, yeah.
I can't wait to see more, especially when it comes to New Zealand, because ever since season 5, some switch flipped in Jeremy, it feels like.
Yeah.
And I need more of that.
Yes, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yeah, one of the unfortunate things about having a rare pair where your rare pair is Tom Cashman and Paul Williams is that you need people to have watched both Australia and New Zealand.
Yeah.
The struggle is real.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But hey, I can see it. I love it.
Yeah.
I support it.
Yeah. Sweet.
We'll follow.
Well, thank you for your recommendations. And the ad break compilations that you have done are on YouTube. Tell us where we can find those.
The YouTube channel is called You Magnificent Beast. And I also have a link tree attached to that if you want to delve a little bit deeper.
Sweet.
But otherwise, yeah, the stuff on YouTube, readily available.
Cool. Yeah, and we should be able to link that also in the description of wherever you are listening to or watching this podcast. So you can also do that if you want. If you don't want to type in "you magnificent," I'm tired too, man. if you don't want to type in "you magnificent beast" into a search bar on YouTube, then you can click the link in the description. That was almost so cool. And then I was like, no. Oh my gosh, it's time for a nap. Okay. Well, Jazz, thank you so much. Thank you so much. What is my voice doing at the end of this podcast? I swear. Thank you so much for coming on to the Transformative Taskmaster podcast. We have loved having you on. Maybe I'll get you back on for the interstitials discussion. And seriously, like, thank you for all of your work with the ad break compilations. Everybody go make sure you check those out because they're really good. And I know that you said that you're not like a huge video editor or whatever, but they're actually really well done. So good job.
Maybe I just have like stupidly high standards, but I feel that they're just don't we very all? Basic. But I'm very glad that people enjoy them, and I hope that many people will still come to enjoy them, and I am always glad for all the support.
Sweet. Well, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
All right. See you online.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And once again, that was TK and Jazz discussing ad breaks and interstitials, why people like them, and where to find them. You can check out Jazz's videos and other works, as well as the fan works mentioned in this episode, in the description. And don't forget to subscribe if you want to see more episodes like this.